So lucky. WMFO, everybody. How you doing? It's 10:09 in the morning. Mike on the mic here, along with Mark and Les Hurwitz and Tom Ruprecht. How you guys doing?
Oh, pretty well, thank you.
Very good.
Rocking along.
Yeah, looking out the window, huh? It's still snowing pretty
still
good.
Still snowing, yeah, but the rain snow line's getting close.
That's good. That's good. Well, welcome to December, everybody. All right, so let's see. We got a lot to do here. We just played four songs from Mr. Mark Hurwitz. Started off, and interrupt me if you want to say something, Mark. That was a Sheila Divine that started off 1999's New Parade CD. That was Hum.
Yeah, that's okay. A great song. They do sound like the Pixies, don't they?
Yeah, that's what we all said.
Yeah, I mean, their influences were Queen, Pixies, Bowie, some other bands, but I hear Pixies.
Mm, yeah, me too, actually, definitely. Next was Sun Volt from the expanded remastered Trace CD. That was Tear Stained Eye.
What's that?
I don't know.
People were talking. I guess it was people... Actually, my iPad was talking to us. Anyway, Sun Volt, just quickly, for people who don't know that band, Uncle Tupelo, which was a huge, huge influential band that's basically started the alt-country movement, they broke into two pieces. One was, what's his name, Jeff Tweedy and Wilco,
yep.
And they became really big. And then the other was Sun Volt with Jay Farrar, which didn't become big, but boy, they have some good music.
Yeah, Wilco.
Still beloved.
Yep, Wilco, yeah, I know, yeah. Very well. Oh, yeah. Sunvolt, not so much.
Yeah.
Next was Head in the Heart from the Signs of Light CD. That was Rhythm and Blues, yep. And I know a lot of stuff's going on with Head in the Heart.
Yeah, that's the third album. You know, the first two albums, they're probably my favorite band of the last 10 years. And the first two albums, just incredible. And this third album came out, and I listened to it a while back, and it's kind of sad. The music's sad, it's really good, but there was something going on there, and then, you know, found out recently that their lead singer checked into rehab in March, drug addiction.
Canceled a bunch of shows.
Yeah, and they're doing the shows without him, and they feel they don't know how to because his voice is so great.
Mm-hmm.
But that he checked in March, and it's December now, and last I heard, he's still recovering. He was, even in October, he was still in rehab. So no one knows what's going to happen with this band. And, I mean, it's such a talented band, and he's a great singer, but... You know, that sadness to this third album, I guess now we know why.
Yeah.
You know? But that's a good
best
song.
Best thoughts to him, for sure. And finished off with a great one, Mark. This was excellent. The Dogmatics from 1984's A Midnight Christmas Xmas, M-E-S-S. That was, it sure don't feel like Christmas time.
Yeah. Boys from Dorchester. Everyone thinks about, the Wahlbergs.
Yeah.
But this band was, they were before the Wahlbergs. They were from the 80s. What is that noise?
It's a plow.
It's a plow.
Wow.
It's Mr. Plow.
Mr. Plow.
Yeah.
Dogmatics, they grew up in Dorchester. I think they went to St. Matthew's, which is somewhere near, I don't know, Norfolk Street or Dorchester Ave. And they had some really good songs. And that song was actually covered by the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, another Boston band.
All right.
So definitely a Boston connection.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
And we're going to switch from Mark to another Hurwitz. Hello, Les.
Hi there, Mike.
Hi there. So you have stuff to do, so you go ahead, take it away.
Oh, okay, thank you. As usual, I keep breaking my promise. I started a little over a year ago promising that I would do that which I specialize in, namely classical music. And the first totally classical program I did for WMFO was just last time, a month ago, when I did something on how to measure genius. But this time I've got an admixture because of the popularity of the holiday season. And we'll start with some popular music, and then I promise I'll end with some classical music. The first, we're going to hear three tunes, and I will discuss each of the tunes very briefly between the tunes to be heard. The first will be, it's a recording made 66 years ago, 1950, and it's a very young Ella Fitzgerald. Slightly after Webb, and it's a piece that deals with Christmas, and it's a novelty tune, and listen to, and I won't say any more, just listen to a very young Ella Fitzgerald doing a tune called Santa Claus Got Stuck in the Chimney.
Oh. Oh, you want to start that? Want to start that again, Mark?
Sure.
I didn't have it ready to go. Okay, whenever you're ready.
It's going.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. Boo, boo. Poor me.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney when he came last year.
Poor Santa Claus.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here.
Please do, 'cause Daddy made a brand new chimney
just for you this year.
Why, just last Christmas Eve, she waited up for Santa to drop by.
But I nearly missed him, and here's the reason why. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney when he came last year.
Poor Santa Claus.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here, 'cause Daddy made a brand new chimney just for you this year.
Santa Claus, come on down the chimney, please come back this year.
There's an Ella Fitzgerald for you, and we just got a complaint that she didn't sound like Ella Fitzgerald, but I can assure you it was Ella Fitzgerald.
A very young Ella Fitzgerald.
A very young. Well, this goes back, as I say, to 1950. Coincidentally, the next recording will also have been produced in that same year, 1950, by a giant, Lionel Hampton. In this case, he not only plays the vibes, one of the best, arguably the best vibe player we know of in the pop field. But he also sings, and he has his own orchestra. So I'm dating Lionel Hampton. This goes back, as I say, again, 66 years.
Does Mom know that you're dating Lionel Hampton?
Well, I won't take you figuratively, which I usually do, which is very dangerous living with you, but that's okay. The performance here is it really tells a lot about what these people were doing as they were forming their styles. So why don't you just listen to something called Merry Christmas, Baby.
Treat me nice. Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Yes, I'm feeling fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I want to kiss you, baby, while you're standing neath the mistletoe.
By the way, I have some recordings of Hampton and Buddy Rich, arguably as good a drummer as there ever was, playing with someone we call Art Tatum. And these three have done something that you really have to hear. Perhaps if Mike will allow me, I'll bring in maybe one or two of the recordings. Lionel Hampton becomes so excited by the power that Tatum brings into these two as they play that he starts yelling and hooting while he plays the vibes. And at two different times, separately, both Rich and Hampton stated that they have never played as well, and they say it's because of the driving power of Tatum behind them.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I should bring them in. One is Hallelujah. You ought to hear it. It's unbelievable. And you can hear Lionel Hampton yelling, is that, my God, look what I found, kind of thing. It's an amazing recording.
Oh, yeah. That is a must listen.
Yeah.
Especially since you've got three different percussive instruments all intermixing together and playing off of each other. That would be fascinating.
Exactly. The power is incalculable. Mike, do I have permission to bring
you
up sometime? Okay, thank you.
I think that your son is ready for the next one.
Okay. In other words, get along with it, Les Hurwitz. Okay,
exactly. Right. Yes, that was his point, yeah.
We're going to hear Fats Waller now, and even though James P. Johnson historically was considered one of the great influences pianistically on Art Tatum, a man who is still being caught up with, personally, I think that Fats Waller was more concentrically the influence upon him. Just listen to the stride left hand in this performance, and Tatum was the greatest stride player of them all. This piece was done, this recording was made in 1936, so we go way back. This is 80 years ago, to a young Fats Waller. Remember, Fats Waller was not only the pianist we know him to be, but hey, he wrote Ain't Misbehavin', he did Honeysuckle Rose. Listen to Fats Waller doing something on Jingle Bells, just having more fun with this thing called Let's Swing Them Jingle Bells.
Thank you. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one-horse open sleigh.
What's the matter with him? Them jingle bells got him. They're jingling all the way. Look at that.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Look at that.
Jingle, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
About that for some playing. I hope you noticed the piano playing at the very beginning. He was a force. And when you consider, what if, the two words, what if. Here's a man dying in a train, going from point X to point Y with a bottle of whiskey with him, age 39, fat, small.
Can I break in one sec?
Yeah.
That was Louis Armstrong.
Good. Well, I'm glad. See, I was going to research that, but thanks, and I'll pay for it later.
Okay. $20.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, no, 19. That's all you deserve.
1999, okay. Before midnight tonight. Okay.
But that was, Louis Armstrong. Wow. That was amazing.
Yeah, I was wondering about Louis Armstrong in that, and it wasn't even heralded in that. I mean, it's not on the Bluebird recording. His name is not on it. So anyway, let's go into classical now. And, by the way, talking about... 39-year-old Fatswala, look what he did in such a short time. What about Mozart, 34? Look what he did in such a short time. Look at Chopin. He was 39 when he died. Look at people like George Gershwin, 38 when he died. I mean, what if 20 years were added to each of these people? Would the history of music be different? Would Beethoven have lived as a composer? We know if Mozart had lived to be 57 instead of 37, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Questions that are unanswerable, but fun. At any rate, I promised to go into classical. Russia, the sleeping giant. What I mean by that is not Yamamoto's appraisal of the United States at Pearl Harbor, the sleeping giant, but this is another sleeping giant, namely Mother Russia. They clambered to their feet, metaphorically, in terms of the discovery of their own musical abilities. Their first very serious book on musical analysis didn't come out until 1861. During the 19th century, they rose and became the giant, and they continue to be the giant. They grind out pianists like we grind out Fords. It's amazing. Here's a pianist born 1957, Mikhail, which is Michael, Pletnyov, Pletnev. At age 21, he made a transcription. He wrote this. It can be gotten. It's hard to find, but it can be gotten. A transcription of the Nutcracker Suite. What else for Christmas? Listen to the pianism into this. Listen to the way that Pletnyov captures all of the instrumentation. The Tchaikovsky Orchestra is a very large orchestra, but here we've brought down into the limit would be bestowed upon only 10 fingers. And listen to 5 little tunes from the Nutcracker Suite as written by and played by one of the great pianists of our time, Mikhail Pletnyov. that for playing.
I feel like going like...
Isn't that incredible?
That was awesome. That
what a pianist. Wow. They grind them out. I mean, there are three or four every generation from Russia.
It was fantastic.
They just grind them out.
All right, thank you so much, Les.
Totalitarian approach to education. That was, it works over there, doesn't it?
Yes. Thank you, Les. That was really lovely.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, so it's about 10:40 here in the morning. We're here till 11. I've got a little bit of new noise and another track to play, and then Tom Ruprecht has three tracks, so we'll come back in here right after that. But first, you know, got to do a PSA right here at WMFO. I'm back right after this.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, it's WMFO, and as promised, we have some new noise coming up, and this was by request from our friend Martin Bono. Asked me last week if I had the new Mike Zito CD, and I didn't at that point, but today I do. So from the brand new Mike Zito CD called Make Blues Not War, this is a great track called Crazy Legs, brand new here at WMFO.
Tad red skirt, make an old man cry, make a young man hurt. When you're wrong, I can't help but stare. Crazy
right, it's WMFO 1049 in the morning here, everybody. Okay, we've got some great tunes now from Mr. Ruprecht. Let us know what's going on, Tom.
All right, we're going to slide a couple of tunes in here. The first one is Oreo Cookie Blues. Speaking of great musicians who we really wish they lived a lot longer, Stevie Ray Vaughan guests on this one. And unfortunately, we lost Lonnie Mack recently, but they recorded this together and they had a great time. Lonnie Mack was a big influence on Stevie Ray, and I think they just were just grooving together. And then we're going to follow that up with a mashup from one of my favorite jam bands, Umphrey's McGee from South Bend, Indiana. This is from their new album called Zonky. And it's all mashups of different songs. They take two or three songs and they mash them up together. I think you'll like this little combo.
Okay, starting off with Lonnie Mack here, right? Oreo Cookie Blues here at WMFO.
Chocolate on my fingers, icing on my lips, sugar, diabetes, and blubber on my hips. I keep the nightlight burning in the kitchen, babe, so I can go downstairs and cruise. I got them Oreo cream sandwich, chocolate covered cream filled cookie blue. I hide them in the cabinet, I keep them in a jar. For emergencies, you know, I keep them in the glove compartment of my car, and I can't live without them. They get me high and I can get on booze. I got them Oreo cream sandwiches, chocolate covered cream filled cookie blue. Says I'm crazy, you better give them up and quit. You be pushing up daisies because, boy,
couldn't quit if I wanted to. Yeah, I don't want to lose. Chocolate-covered cream filled cookie. Bill by Nabisco ain't no rookie. Next best thing to Nookie Blue.
Take it higher.
All right, it's WMFO. It's just before 11 a.m. here at a snowy kind of a December day. I want to thank everybody.
How you doing, man? Yep. Cam Lang.
What is
my
that
buddy
exactly?
From years and years
what is
ago.
Playing
what's going
there?
On, Cam?
Anybody know?
Joe DiMaio.
I don't know why it was doing that. See, we're all setting up. We're setting up the board for a different DJ coming in. And I'm trying to help. I'm just trying to help by having everything go. So I've only got one microphone here to play. But let me make sure that I can do this as well. Hi, Liz. What's going on? Come over on the microphone and say hi.
Hi.
So what are you doing when you come up next?
Christmas music. Yay. Woo-hoo.
Yeah? And a lot of good stuff?
Yeah. Usually I'm just like a Josh Groban and Mariah Carey album, but I really, you know, stepped out of my comfort zone and looked up some oldies and stuff like that. So classic songs, but by different genres and artists.
All right. So stay tuned. Liz coming up next. I'm going to leave you just with this one here while I go. And this is the last thing I'm going to play for you this year, actually. This is by a band called Jamestown Revival. This is California, Cast Iron Soul. This should be playing. We should be hearing it.